Oil prices continue to surge. Brent crude is selling for more than $114 a barrel. Alaska North Slope oil costs more than $113. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, strikes on Syria could push them even higher.
Syria is not a major oil producer, but Ed Herz, an energy economist at the University of Houston, says its allies are.
Iran and Russia, being Syria's two primary allies, are, of course, two of the largest oil exporting countries in the world. And so a little unrest in that area probably goes a long way towards bumping prices just a tiny bit.
Herz says oil prices spiked after the United States bombed Iraq in 1998. The president says he's still weighing his options on how to respond to chemical attacks in Syria last week. His own defense secretary says cruise missile strikes are an option. The unrest and climb in prices comes as rural Alaskans are stockpiling heating oil and gasoline for the winter. Bob Cox is vice president with Crowley, the company that barges refined petroleum products to western Alaska. He says the second-to-last barge of the season went out Wednesday. That's headed for communities near Norton Sound. The final is scheduled to load and ship out next week for Bethel and the YK Delta.
There's been a run-up in the markets here just in the last week, and we see prices, 15 or 20 cents a gallon higher than they would have been just 2 weeks ago.
Cox says the last two barges account for just 10% of the 50 million gallons it ships to western Alaska throughout the summer. And despite the high prices for the final shipments, this season as a whole will be cheaper than last.
It's actually been a pretty good year. I was tracking prices over the last few years, and 2013 prices were actually down a little bit versus last year.
Cox says last year's prices, like this year's, were a result of unrest in the Middle East. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.